Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Zionism is racism. We welcome all of you, especially the Jewish organization, including the rabbis who are presenting. One of the rabbis who just walked in told me something really beautiful. He said when the police asked him which side he's on, he said that is the Zionist side and this is the Jewish side. Thank you very much for coming in. He said Zionists that way, Jews this way. Because these are the people. We have more than 7 Jewish organizations.
These extremists on the other side who believe that they are the chosen race of God and they have a right to massacre children to make space for Zionist settlers from around the world. That's what Zionism means. To kill the Palestinian indigenous population to make space for settlers from around the world. Zionism is racism!
Imam Hussein has said, those who are silent when others are oppressed are guilty of oppression themselves. That is why we, the promoters of human rights, shall gather annually on this day to bring awareness of the Palestinian plight. We will not cease our demonstration until Palestinians are allowed to live freely and safely on their own land. We will continue to rally in the name of Palestine until the illegal, illegitimate, apartheid state of Israel stops committing humanitarian crimes and atrocities against the Palestinian people. We shall protest American foreign aid to Israel and its supporters and its support of the Israeli government. We will gather every year on this day and appeal to the Canadian government to take a stand against this genocide these tyrants are carrying out. As Canadians, we all, Muslims, Jews, Christians, are getting sick and tired of hearing Stephen Harper and John Barrett saying Israel has the right and the duty to defend themselves. Like a broken record, they keep repeating it. But there is no logic in what they're saying.
From our Christian friends, from our Hindu friends, from the civil rights organization. So we're going to rest moving for 3 more minutes. And in the meantime, I would request the elderly who cannot walk to please, we have the permission from the police to have 2 buses. If you could please make your way, if you are not in the capacity to walk, you're fasting. If you can please make your way to the buses right now, we'll be starting the march in 3 minutes.
Tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow. free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Deep in my heart, I never have any doubt that Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away into my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lies? I know that I'm only a child, but is your conscience still alive? All this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow we'll be free. Palestine, tomorrow we'll be free. Deep in my heart, I never have any doubt that Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life and all those other lives? I know that I'm only a child, but is your conscience still alive?
shouting free.
There's still people all the way to the barricade there, and we still have close to 3,000-4,000 people that cannot make themselves in. So for them, I please request the people at the back to continue going. I want you all to raise your hands, but before that, let me thank all the organizations that actually supported this call for humanity. We had more than 70 organizations. Let me start by thanking our wonderful rabbis who drove from Montreal to be part of this rally. And actually, you are the representative of the Judaism. The Zionists are the settlers and the racists are not. So we thank you for coming, for supporting us and driving from Montreal and being here. Thank you. Let's raise our hands for them. Let's have all the applause for them. Yeah. And we are also very, very thankful to all the different scholars who are here, from the Muslim faith, from the Christian faith. We are grateful to the Canadian Peace Alliance, to the anti-war movement, to the coalitions, various civil rights organizations. We are going to be finishing the rally in 15-20 minutes. But before we do that, we want to raise our hands. Make sure that this is recorded, please. We are recording this. Yeah, we are very, very grateful to the Palestine House as well. All of us feel like cousins are our family members, but especially the people from the Palestine House. Accept our condolences on this brutal massacre. Please know that we are all here with you, all of us, Muslims, Christians, Jews. We are here with you for the sake of humanity, for the sake of your children. Now I want you to show your anger. Show your anger to the Israelis, to that illegal terrorist state, and show your solidarity to the people of Gaza. Please, I do not want any hand to stay down. When I raise these slogans, I want you to raise your hands. Remember, these pictures will be shown around the world. At least, the least we can do is show those people who are resisting this brutal dictatorship, this brutal regime, that we are with them. So please raise your hand and say, free, free Palestine!
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 Shame, shame! Condemn the innocent killing of innocent people in occupied Palestine and denounce all the governments that are supporting the Zionist regime, including the government, the shameful government of Stephen Harper. Shame! Shame! Today, the resistance movements have won by not surrendering. The Palestinian people have sent a clear message that they will not yield to this show of strength. They have demonstrated their faith and belief in one true power of the Almighty. Takbir! We strongly condemn the killing of innocent people in occupied Palestine.
We call upon the people of North America to join hands in defeating this Zionist regime. We ask people of all faiths and nations living in North America to come together on the issue of Palestine. We call for everyone to come to the defense of the oppressed people, regardless of their religion, ethnicity, color, or race. We call for the boycott of Israel and demand strict actions against the Zionist regime. We want everyone to boycott Israel now. Start that today if you haven't done that already. We ask people to boycott all products from this barbaric regime of Israel. We urge people of conscience to be the media for the oppressed people by using social media and other channels to counter the mainstream media and its suppression of facts. We demand that Israel be tried in the international court for its war crime, its shameful, barbaric war crime. We demand the removal of the Zionist regime and an open referendum to be held to form a legitimate government which represents all the people in that part of the world.
No mother, no father to wipe away my tears. That's why I will cry. I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart. I never have any doubt about Palestine. Tomorrow we'll be free. Palestine. Tomorrow we'll be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life?